Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Texans Bills coming up at NRG tonight, Thursday night football standalone game, prime time for you. We'll all be in the building. Should be a good time tonight as the Texans look to get a big win tonight. And Clint, man, I think for me, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. Obviously, on this conversation, I think this game's going to tell us a lot about where Nick Caley is right now. And I know that he does not have his starting quarterback in C.J. Stroud, which obviously there is some grace there. But we've watched Davis Mills, and we can see Davis Mills is somebody clearly over the last couple of games that you can run offense with, that you can, as Clint has been expressing, you can run your offense and have some success. And this is not a great defense. I think there's an argument that you could say this is the worst defense that Davis Mills has had to face in this stretch of games. Maybe Tennessee is a little worse, but this is the 15th rated defense when it comes to total defense and points allowed, and they have a glaring flaw. They're one of the worst run defenses in football. And to me, Clint, as we're getting further and further along in the season, there to me is an expectation like that you don't have one of those games where we've looked at Clint and it's like, man, they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing. I have expectations like 20 points shouldn't be a hard task to me in this game. Getting a 20 points against this defense, right? Last week was disappointing from an offensive standpoint, but I think Buffalo at home, they should be able to have some success moving the ball and scoring points tonight. So to me, this is a performance we've seen a lot of teams. People, you've sent it in, yes, Atlanta, and we've watched the Dolphins. Just from an offensive perspective, have a level of success against this defense, and I think Nick Caley should be able to have a game plan together to have some success, even with Davis Mills in there against this defense.
Yeah, look, I've talked for 2 days now, 3 days now about it. I think this game is strictly on D'Amico Ryans, but there's no doubt about it that it's going to say a lot about Nick Caley in this offense. We've seen the last few weeks. I've seen improvement. Now it was improvement against lesser opponents. I would argue that there were some plays there to be made against Denver. That is obviously a great defense that is significantly better than the defense you're going to see tonight, I guess. But yeah, look, I think when it's all said and done, I agree. As you said earlier, Vegas got him a 6-point favorite. I agree. Buffalo is a better football team, especially with no C.J. Stroud and no Petrie.
We can see how they arrived there. Yeah.
Now, this is not a defense that should stonewall you.
No.
This is not a defense that your offense can go out there and look totally inept against. Like the Denver Texans game, I mean, look, 15-15 was about par for the course.
Especially what happened in that game.
Yeah.
If you're Nick Caley, bam, you got to change it all. When your quarterback goes out, your best offensive lineman, don't forget, goes out of that game, you got to change a lot of things. And we saw even more change that had to be made the second half of the game when they really struggle. This isn't that situation.
I mean, you could see it become a field goal fest. You could see it become, hey, man, your special teams have to respond. Like, I think Denver's special team scored a touchdown in that game, I believe. Didn't they have a return touchdown in that game?
Jacksonville they did.
Oh, was that Jacksonville that did that? Jacksonville, yeah. But, you know, the point is that that game is one where you could see being a 13-10 ball game. I do know. It's not going to be a real good look for Nick Caley if you can't push more than 10 points out there.
Yeah,
if you can't put a better offensive product on the field versus this defense, then again, we've got some bigger conversations that need to be had. I do believe, Ron, I agree with you. We're going to learn a lot about Nick Caley tonight.
Yeah, someone texted in 20. I think that's reasonable. I got the Texans 21-17. No, I think it's very reasonable with this team. I mean, they just have flaws where you should – they have flaws and you have some things you can take advantage of, right? Like, I think especially where this offense is coming. And you're, 12 weeks into the year now? You got to be in a better spot. Like, we've seen what you can do with Nico. It should be – like, to me, I think it was very disappointing, you know, what they did last week from a points perspective. But you broke it down and said there were many opportunities there.
Sure.
Well, they've got to cash in on those opportunities. Because I think the opportunities will be there. But as you said, this is not Denver. This is not the Rams. This is not Seattle. Like, Buffalo is not going to just, as you said, we got bigger problems. Buffalo is just not a defense that's just going to go in there and we're just going to take everything.
Overwhelming.
We're going to shut you down. Where we got the personnel to do. They've got Joey Bosa when he comes alive at times. But, yeah, 20 points to me is reasonable at home against this team, even with Davis Mills. So I'm really looking to see what Nick Caley is able to put together in this game.
Well, it's going to be interesting because with Davis Mills in the football game, we've seen a more pass-happy approach, a more aggressive approach. And we've seen Davis manage it well in a sense of taking the shots when they're there and then idling it back down and getting the ball underneath. We've seen him handle it well, but throwing the ball 40-some-odd times, I wouldn't think, against anybody, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't think that would be the recipe for your backup quarterback with some really question marks beyond Dalton Schultz and Nico Collins, some real question marks up front in your offensive line. Throwing it 40-some-odd times a game probably isn't ideal. I am interested to see kind of how they dial that back tonight. As you said, with Bosa, what's my man on the other side of it? My
Rousseau.
Name is Rousseau. And you know, the fact that they have been vulnerable to the run, like, I wonder how much they dial that back, or do we end up seeing another game where Davis Mills is knocking or topping on 40 attempts? And what does that look like versus his defense? It'll be interesting to see what they see how they pull it together.
Text line saying, I think 20 points is pretty aggressive. Maybe asking too much from Davis Mills in this offense. I just don't in this game. I don't. They scored. They field goaled their way to 15 against Denver.
20 points is not that's not a big ask against. 20 points is not a huge ask against the Texans defense. For a competent offense, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue that, like, Denver went out there, one of the better teams in the league, Denver went out there and put up 18 against us, and hell, all they did was drop back and take shots all day long, waste downs. I mean, Bo Nix was awful in that game.
I just think
– and they scored 18. 20 points is not – 20 points is not nobody's going to applaud you because you scored 20 points. I mean, that's something that I think the Texans – I mean, what's Buffalo giving up a game right now? Is that even on par with what they're giving away? It's got to be low 20s.
24, 20,
yeah, I mean,
like,
so the Texans go out there and don't even get what's on average they've been giving up. 20 points is not. I mean, that's very, very doable for Davis Mills and Nick Caley.
Yeah, they're giving up 23 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, 20 points is not a.
Yeah, I just think, and I don't think the Texans' offense. I'm not saying that they're great. I'm talking about this matchup. I think Woody, Nico, and even Dalton Schultz are guys that Buffalo just shouldn't just take away from you. That's three different guys that I think are positions that they have struggled with this year.